Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Chet Atkins and Sweet Caroline. Burt Kempfert before that with Tuxedo Junction. Acoustic Alchemy in there with Mr. Chow. Alan Tue did Isn't She Lovely, and Frank Jaxfield did My Life, like Billy Joel would have done it. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia wildlife officials are warning people to look out for drunk birds. Yep. The Department of Natural Resources says some birds will eat fruit that has begun to ferment around this time of the year. It affects coordination, which leads the birds to fly into windows. Eating the fruit can even lead to alcohol poisoning and death. So there you go. If you eat fermented fruit, you could be in trouble, but most especially if you're a bird. Speaking of birds, an escaped emu led Tennessee police on a chase through town, and the bird escaped again the following day. No word if he was drunk. Harry McKinney, whose family keeps two emus named Mimu and Mimi at their Rowan County home, said Mimu was spooked by logging near the home recently and jumped over the property's 7-foot fence. McKinney turned to social media for help, and Harriman residents soon started sending him videos of the large Australian bird taking a tour of the town with police in hot pursuit. Stephen McDaniel posted a video on social media showing Mimu strutting down the middle of the road with three Harriman police cars following close behind. He estimated the slow-speed chase was moving at about 20 miles an hour. McKinney said police managed to surround Mimu near the city's downtown, and he rushed to the scene to bring the flightless bird home. He said police told him they clocked Mimu running at a top speed of 40 miles an hour during the 20-mile chase. Yeah, the saga appeared to be at the end, but Mimu managed to jump over the fence again the next day, despite the height being increased. He said his wife was able to capture Mimu after about an hour. Well, that's good. Mimu may be jailed at some point, yeah. Finally, a student ID found buried in a purse in a British Columbia yard was returned to its owner 41 years after the bag was apparently stolen. The Nanaimo RCMP said a man was digging a hole for a fence post in his yard recently when he found an old purse that was deteriorating from apparent years underground. The man opened the purse and found a well-preserved 1981-82 student ID from Wellington Junior Secondary School, which is now Wellington High School. The resident turned the discovery over to police, where they were able to identify the owner of the ID, identified only as Laurie. She was initially skeptical, but after a picture of the ID was emailed to her, she laughed when she saw her ID from her junior high days. Laurie speculated the purse must have been stolen during the school year and was later dumped by the thief. Apparently she had...
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
I left my heart in fire now, in the gold rush of the sun. Buenos Aires to Miami, I'm falling hard until I drown. I left my heart in fire now. Glances by the candlelight. Love how he walks in his sombrero and plants a rose in every heart. I'm just here for the night, and I can't hold it tight. It took one look in your eyes to know I'm in paradise. You're like a star in my mind. Thank you.
ocean swings oh so gently. Nights filled with diamonds in the sky. A part of me still in Vienna. And thunderbolts amidst the storm. We're perfect strangers or lovers. And once you're there, you know you're home. Oh. I'm just here for the night. And I can't hold it inside. Took one look in your eyes to know I'm in paradise. You're like a star in my mind. No way I can say goodbye. I'm changed forever. Let's stay in fire now. I'm just here for the night.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this state.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
Then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brother? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
The late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would have been 94 this year had he lived out his dream for racial equality in this country. He was a man who walked among the oppressed and poor, a man who questioned unfair laws and went to jail rather than submit to them. King was a passionate fighter for civil rights, and although he died by violence, his life and teachings were dedicated to a deep disrespect for violence and its consequences. He won a Nobel Prize for Peace. His lectures and dialogues stirred the conscience of a nation. In November 1983, legislation was signed, creating Martin Luther King Jr. Day, making it only the third national holiday born in the 20th century. In fall 1991, the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, where he was assassinated, was dedicated to his remembrance. On October 16, 2011, the MLK Memorial was dedicated on the National Mall. I'm Johnny O. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, a tribute to the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., In Black America. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. is considered by many as the father of the Civil Rights Movement. Born on Tuesday, January 15, 1929, at the family home in Atlanta, Georgia, he was christened Michael Luther King, but in 1934, Daddy King changed his name after young Martin experienced racial prejudice. In 1944, at the age of 15, he graduated high school and entered Morehouse College in Atlanta, with intention on becoming a medical doctor, but changed his mind in his junior year. In April 1948, King received his bachelor's degree in sociology and entered Crozier Theological Seminary in Chester, Pennsylvania. In May 1951, he graduated with a Bachelor of Divinity degree and as valedictorian and student body president. In 1955, he earned his doctorate in systematic theology from Boston University. In spring 1963, King nonviolent tactics were put to their most severe test in Birmingham, Alabama, during a mass protest for fair hiring practices and the desegregation of department stores. Police brutality used against the marchers dramatized the plight of African Americans to the nation at large with enormous impact. Established in 1968 by Mrs. Coretta Scott King, the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change has been a global destination, resource center, and community institution for over a quarter century. Nearly a million people each year make their way to the National Historic Site to learn, be inspired, and pay their respect to Dr. King's legacy. On January 20 of 1986, the night before the first national celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, Ms. King spoke about her husband and the King Center.
The dreams on which the center is based are bigger than any one of us, yet an integral part of all of us. And so, like all meaningful dreams, the center will endure. The center will always respond to realities, basing its programs on the needs, aspirations, and the aspirations of humankind. It will always stand ready in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. to work through programs that, in a clear, comprehensive, and challenging way, use principles of nonviolence in changing lives in social, economic, and political systems. The center is dynamic and in motion, and like this year's theme, is actively helping those who wish to live the dream and saying to all of us that we must not just talk about the dream, we must every day engage ourselves in living the dream. And I say to you tonight that we are challenged at the center to dream like Martin Luther King Jr., impossible dreams, and like Martin Luther King Jr., work untiringly for the fulfillment of those dreams. I can tell you the story of the center has been an impossible dream, and I'm sure Mrs. Ferris can attest to that fact. And as someone said today in our board meeting, I believe it was our chairman, he said, somehow, we don't know how, but somehow, maybe it was Lloyd Davis, our executive director of the Holiday Commission, and Mr. Hill, but there's been something very special about this holiday experience. And there have been so many things that have come together, despite the fact that we've not had the funds, the resources to mobilize a nation as large and as diverse as our nation is. But somehow people got the message. and they went on and organized themselves. It was a great example, Mayor Young, of grassroots organizing. I think I'm qualified to know because I have experienced it during the 30 years of involvement in the civil rights movement. And I can believe, and I hope you share this feeling with me, that it's not going to stop now. The bullet in Memphis could not stop Martin Luther King's spirit. Because what he stood for was based on love, an enduring force, and truth that will always prevail in the long course of history. And I want to say to you, you tonight, let us continue to walk together, to struggle together, to pray together, to keep on living the dream together. Yes, we can achieve the beloved community of which Martin dreamed and which was the essence of that vision he shared with this nation. The dream is in our hands. What will we do with it? Here in the King Center, we will keep on living it. We will keep on working. We will keep on and keep on and keeping on until America, our nation, the great nation that we love, will be transformed truly into that oasis of justice and freedom and equality for all of God's children. Thank you. God bless.
In 1957 in New Orleans, seeking to build upon the success of the Montgomery bus boycott, and with the hope of upgrading the status of Southern blacks and America's poor, King summoned together a number of black leaders to lay the foundation for the organization now known as the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC. King was elected as first president, and he soon began helping other communities organize their own protests against discrimination. The Honorable Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta and U.S. ambassador, was one of King's most trusted advisors.
Looking back on it, we think of those as the best days of our lives. Actually, at the time, it was...
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Setting on top of the world. just to meet a freight train. I'm gonna leave this town. Wages done got too hard. But now she gone. And I don't worry. Because I'm sitting on top of the world. One summer day, she went away. She gone and left me. She gonna stay.